You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard and Jay Capron.
That's right. The Social Soundbite today with Nick Westergaard with Brand Driven Digital. I saw Hillary Clinton's in Iowa, and she just recently spoke, and we're seeing the Lincoln dinner and all the heavy hitters coming out. And apparently they're using Snapchat. Is that right, Nick?
Absolutely, yeah. It's actually, I was looking at an article that talked about the next one to join the fray, that being former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, who's expected to announce next weekend. And we know that because he Snapchatted his announcement. that being a sign online that pointed to what time next Saturday that will take place, and that it will be at Maryland's Federal Hill Park. But it's interesting because I think, one, that's a good use of Snapchat. It's kind of one of those little teaser announcements, those little behind-the-scenes access things that these little quick time-limited snaps are useful for in connecting to your audience. And then the other thing is you dig deeper and look around the landscape this year, you see more and more politicians using Snapchat. Hillary Clinton jumped on. Actually, it's interesting because O'Malley so far seems to be the leading Snapchat candidate, as he started his account in early March. Hillary Clinton came on a few days later and shared an announcement after that. And you've also seen snaps from Marco Rubio, Rand Paul. Rand Paul even conducted an interview via Snapchat with CNN. So kind of an interesting animal there. And I'd say as you look at kind of the larger landscape, I think though, you know, we here with our first in the nation status, sometimes get tired of the circus coming to town. I personally think it's a lot of fun. But with my marketing hat on, I also think that we used to look at political campaigns as being kind of, behind the times, slower to adapt to some forms of media. But I think with social media, especially, with the Obama candidacy in 2008, you saw some pretty progressive uses of social media. So I sometimes think that there might be some ideas that you can steal for your business as we look at what they're doing with new forms of media.
Sure, and I think even the differences between Obama's campaigns, you saw even more in the last one as people are getting more used to social media. In 2012, you had floods of use of social media. So now there's even more for our next presidential election, which is just around the corner. If you can believe it, all the candidates are getting out already, and they're going to be utilizing this. And of course, that's to get votes of all different age groups. It's not just young kids using social media, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's the thing, is the demographics shift. It's not just about targeting that finite segment of young people.
All right. That's Nick Westergaard. He's with Brand Driven Digital. You can follow him at Nick Westergaard. You have any of those boot camps coming up?
We are done. We are all eyes on the Social Brand Forum this fall, October 15th and 16th. And remember, that's the thing where we, as we get closer to it, we'll move that registration up. So if you're thinking of attending, be sure to register now and save.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. You can always visit Brand Driven Digital if you want more information about what Nick is up to, helping out with social media and helping helping businesses to get online and help get connect to their customers. Again, at Nick Westergaard, you can follow me at Jay Capron on Twitter. And of course, we always encourage you to check out our Facebook page and Brand Driven Digital Facebook page and all the other social media outlets that we have. So check it out, get online, and that's the Social Soundbite. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, we are wrapping up the hour. It's 7:59, and it's 49 degrees. That's it. 49.
Lovely fall day.
I know. It's fall. Quick message and then Fox News.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.